Welcome back to Download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Let's get into it. It's Industry Night, our new segment that explores the food and hospitality industry. Well, it's time for breakfast. No, not right now. But how about weekday mornings on Michigan Avenue? The famed Purple Pig made a big announcement that they are opening up early for breakfast Monday through Friday right here in the Mag Mile. We've seen this more and more with fine dining establishments. What goes into making a breakfast as sought after as the dinner?
Yes.
And what's the secret to appealing to the morning rush right here in this town, Chicago? In studio with me, the longtime award-winning chef and owner of the Purple Pig, Chef Jimmy Banos Jr. Good to see you.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Thanks for coming back. All right. So let's
such a far travel for me to get here. It's so inconvenient.
I know, right? Well, let's talk about the restaurant because, you know, you've had such a tremendous, tremendous run at lunch and dinner at Purple Pig. I mean, it's synonymous for the Chicago dining scene right here in Michigan.
Crazy,
Avenue.
Right? What, eight years already.
8 years. What makes you want to get into breakfast?
You know, everybody's been telling me I'm kind of crazy for doing it based on the hours of operation and 7 days a week and lunch, dinner, and not closing in between. But the creativity of your mind starts going. You're like, you know, we're talking, me and my dad and Tony, and we're just like, what do you think about doing breakfast? And I said, we've been talking about it for years. Brunch. I'm like, no way, not doing it. Because back then, especially, we weren't set up for it. I was still trying to figure out everything, you know,
because it's a long day.
It's a brutal day.
Prep Purple Pig, you have to get up in the morning and get all this stuff together.
It's honestly, I would love for you just to come with me one day and just hang out all day and watch what goes into a day. Or even like last weekend, you know, we served over 1,000 people on Saturday. It's insanity. You can't make this stuff up, man. You know, look at me. My eyes are like, I got circles in my head.
So what so what made you get into breakfast then?
So this is the busiest block in the city. I have like this, you know, you're going all these, we won't name, you know, Starbucks, and, you know, they got very, very, and I go to Starbucks to get my coffee, you know, sometimes, but the food choices, I just feel that they're
limited.
We're limited and just lacking quality, and, you know, you don't know where the stuff's coming from.
Packaged,
and you know what fillers are putting in their breakfast sausage, and same thing with, you know, McDonald's that everybody eats. I'm just like, as a chef, you know, there should be more chef-driven breakfast restaurants or options. And I take breakfast seriously. I love breakfast. Mm-hmm. Let's try it. So let's do everything the right way. You know, and we want to do everything, every single pastry, obviously, and bread and bagels and everything, English muffins, all produced in our house. Ketchup, the cream cheese for the damn bagels, everything. And it's such a difference maker. And being able to still be priced accordingly and not being like, well, I can't afford it. I can't do this every day.
Well, let me ask you, because a lot of times you'll hear restaurateurs, I don't want to make this a business segment, but let's talk business. We'll stay away from breakfast because the overhead, because you can, the ingredients are expensive and you can't charge people the same that you can charge for dinner. I mean, does
I think
a restaurant?
The opposite, actually.
Really?
So this is the Greeks figured this out, okay? So that you could, 7 to 3, you're open and you haven't figured the, an egg costs about 7 cents. It takes less money to make money because of your profit margin. So breakfast actually
is a better deal.
It's a better deal if you do it right.
If you do it right.
If you do it right, it's.
Is it about volume? You got to get enough people.
Volume, volume's key. But you don't have to. You know, I'm not crazy because it's all about. You can do 10 million in sales, or you can do 3 million in sales. But if you're doing 3 million and your profits, you know, your margins are like 40%. You're good.
Right,
you're good, you know. You open up a couple of joints, they're all doing the same thing, you're killing it. It's something that, for me, I feel that the standards for breakfast aren't as the same as they are. You know, if we've come, everybody is so educated as diners. Mm-hmm. The expectations, especially in Chicago, like, you're not bringing it, you're going to be closed quickly, okay? It's like, why isn't that the same for breakfast?
Why isn't it? I mean, think about it.
I have no idea.
Well, I mean, we think of Chicago, and I kind of tease this out at the beginning, but what's the secret to appealing to the morning rush? I mean, what do people in Chicago want from their breakfast? Because you mentioned Greek diners have done it for years and years here in Chicago, and you think of some great places in Chicago that have figured out the rush and what's expected of a good breakfast.
Fast, and they're very particular.
So what do you need to do to make sure that's there for the Chicago diner?
It has to be, like, for us, for example, I wanted to do something that was different. So we're basing everything, not everything, but certain things off of a breakfast sandwich. But my breakfast sandwich is a piadina. So it's an Italian flatbread that we make and cook to order. So it almost looks like a tortilla, but it's Italian. It's thicker and it's got yeast and bread flour and stuff. And we just cook it right on our plancha, fold in our eggs that we cook really precisely in our, you know, fancy combi oven, and all our breakfast sausages we produce in house, and it's perfect little. This thing is double the size of like a McDonald's sandwich, and it's $5. I'm charging $5 for these things. You know what I'm saying? Like, but I know what my costs are. What? Everything's made. I know what, you know what I'm saying? I'm not losing anything. You're making, or you know, mm-hmm. you're making money, but you're talking about before with like labor too high. All my people are there.
Because they're already there.
So it's like, why not? And they're cool with it. They're excited about it.
Is that what stops people from doing, when you said, you know, people thought you were crazy to do breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Is it labor costs that usually stops them from doing that kind of combo of breakfast, lunch, and dinner and stopping breakfast?
I want to have a life. That's what usually stops people. I mean, I looked at the whole city. I'm talking with my chefs, and I mean, like, we're looking like Sunday night, let's go here, or Monday night, let's go to eat at this place. There's so many places that are closed on like Mondays. Yeah. Sunday, Monday closed. Monday, I'm like, how the hell are they paying their rent?
Right.
How are they staying open? I mean, I envy them because it's cool to be able to like take a step back and just like, if you're not there, well, I'm not there, but my restaurant's closed. I got nothing to worry about. But we're not, we're going to operate like that. But we are closed an hour earlier now. Which
oh, you are?
Good. Yeah.
Well, that ruins my. I've had a dream I want to tell you about. I always talk about it on the air, like late. We're in the 10 o'clock hour, and I always be like, I had this thought in my head when I took over at WGN, and you know, we're done at 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
After 11, I would just be, I'd hit the town.
Yes.
Like I'd just be like, I'd be the guy walking into Purple Pig. They'd be like, Justin.
Yeah.
And you'd be like, hey. And then I realized quickly that most of Michigan Avenue closes down around 11 o'clock.
Absolutely.
And secondly, I'm too tired to do anything. But now the idea that the Purple Pig's going to be closed an hour earlier, my dreams are dashed.
Well, no, you know, we'll see during the week, we close at 11.
Right.
And then Friday, Saturday, midnight. So you're good.
Okay, I still got an hour.
We can have
Friday.
We can run the food over to you.
No,
carry out.
No. I don't want the food too. I want to walk in the place. I want to be the life of the party.
You get in at 10:59 or 11 o'clock on the dot. You're in.
Chef Jimmy Banas Jr. in studio with me tonight. We're talking about the Purple Pig and expanding to breakfast, which is now starts at 8:30.
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock goes to 10:30. Right. I think about breakfast in Chicago, and like I said, there's so many different ways that diners can anticipate. When you're a fine dining restaurant or a restaurant that's made its name in the food that you have, is it tougher to get people who may spend more money at a McDonald's or a Starbucks to go in as opposed to what you're offering because of just what they think of the restaurant, the idea of the intimidation of going into a restaurant?
No,
like
you know what? This whole thing has been – like being in the restaurant in the morning, it's like I feel like it's almost like a whole other concept within a concept. It's chill. We got the nice music going on, slow. People come in, they unplug with their laptops, and you know it's I get to greet every guest. I have room to greet, you know, like to talk to everybody, feel them out, and just see. It's just a whole other vibe, and I can honestly say thus far, every single person has been extremely happy.
Yeah.
And it's now just about, you know, get the word out. It's all about word of mouth. And when people are happy, and the coffee needs to be spot on. You have to have coffee that people are like, wow, I'm going to change my, because everybody in the morning, the thing with people in the morning is that everybody is, they have their set routines. And getting people off their routines is kind of a difficult thing to do.
Right.
So if you can really hook them in with an amazing cup of coffee, and then you know, the food is outstanding and different and fun, you got them, you know?
Right.
So, and then we also have, thanks to Phil Vitale from the Tribune, in the first week already voted our, we have an English muffin, okay, with foie gras butter.
Of course, as one does.
We do, you know, foie butter, black truffle sausage, and then as like the, most like the jelly or the jam on the toast, it's quince paste, Spanish membrillo, and that kind of cuts the richness. Then a fried egg, it's $9.95. Can you even, come on now.
Well, I mean, It's amazing to me as you mentioned the ingredients and you talk about some of the things we all know, whether it be English muffins, other things, that there aren't more interpretations of breakfast or creative approaches to breakfast in this town. It seems like a lot of, and you're seeing more and more of the establishments just pick up and say, okay, we're going to do this on the weekends or we're going to do this for one.
More brunch.
Yeah, more brunch. Of course. But the idea that they've all skipped over breakfast, but hearing you talk about the sandwiches and what ingredients go in, I mean, you get the sense that the fine dining experience does translate pretty easy to breakfast.
It absolutely translates. And that's the exciting part, is that it's just the beginning for us. Like, we're keeping the menu smaller right now. And then, you know, just last Wednesday, I had a whole pretty large suckling pig in, okay? Mm-hmm. So we specialed it out the night before, and then whatever I had left over, we made, like, the greatest porchetta hash with duck egg in the world. We sold out in, like, 10 minutes the next morning. So that cross-utilization of product, and then being able, like, now, I mean, literally, I thought everybody that was going to come in was me taking their stuff to go. 80% of people are coming in there, they're staying in there.
Yeah, right.
So I'm like, you know, a light bulb goes off in my head. I'm just like, oh, cool. I could do plated dishes. I can really open the creativity box open now more, you know, and it's just, we're just kind of been rolling with it. We've already specialed out things. And then back to the to-go aspect of, like, the art of, like, a sandwich. The simplest thing is a breakfast sandwich. What happens, like, at a run-of-the-mill place, you pick up a sandwich, it's, you bite into it, stuff's all over the place, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we wanted, you know, it was really important for me, like, if you were going to bring it back to your office or take it back to the table, that you cut it open, everything is in place.
Stays in place.
Stays,
right.
So, like, the sausage is perfectly sliced to perfect dimension and size, not too thick, not too thin. Like I said, with the egg, we put them in silicone molds, like with creme fraiche and herbs, put them in a combi oven, so it's like a perfect size. Cut it so it's like a perfection. So when you're able breaking it apart, all these things, it's easy to eat.
It's fun to hear you and to see you geek out on the stuff.
I'm super geeking out about it.
when you talk about being a chef and you have so many options with dinner and with lunch to be creative, to approach the breakfast in the same way, to be creative, what does that do for a chef, especially one that had success and continues to work at high volume?
I've been telling my dad about it. I'm like, it's literally been like using a different part of my brain now. Like, breakfast is like, I'm just tapping into this whole, you know, we dabble with things at the for lunch and dinner that have with, you know, we love, everybody loves cooking with eggs.
Yeah,
eggs
right,
are
right.
One of the most versatile ingredients there are. But now you're like just tapping into these things that you cook at home maybe and mess around with. It's like, well, this is, it just, it brings a whole new excitement. I can't wait to take this brioche that we made and do like a crazy version of like French toast, which I will be stealing my dad's recipe for French toast in the upcoming weeks. So just stuff like that. It's like, well, this is cool. I get to serve this and people are paying to eat this. And it's, I don't know, it's cool. I'm geeking out right now.
Sounds good. Chef Jimmy Banos Jr. at the Purple Pig. They're doing breakfast now, 8 to 10:30 every morning, Monday
and
through
catering.
Friday.
And catering. We'll cater to your office. Already started up. It's been great.
Chef, it's great to have you here. Thanks for coming back.
Thanks
and congrats on the breakfast.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.